Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday, the 13th, Fun Friday, July 13th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and, of course, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com. or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's StrombergsChickens.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're having a great day today so far, and really a great tour that we've been on since, I think we left the homestead on Sunday after church, and we're having a great time and a great tour. You probably have been following along on our Facebook page, and we hope you have been. Just go over to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, and you can follow us there at Facebook. But we left the homestead on a Sunday afternoon after church, and we headed on up to, the first stop was Columbia, South Carolina. We stopped there just kind of to break the trip up a little bit on the way up to Raleigh and Virginia Beach, and then back down here towards Florida. But we had a great time. We had about 8 people turn out, just kind of a spur of the moment. And, hey, if you want to have supper with us, come on. We got to eat anyway, and it's so much more fun to meet some new friends and talk chicken over chicken, as we say. And so we had a real good turnout there in Columbia, South Carolina. That was on Sunday night. Then we woke up Monday and drove on up to Raleigh, the Raleigh area. And it wasn't a bad trip whatsoever. Got checked into the hotel room, had a little bit of time to get situated, and then we headed on over to the Tractor Supply there in Knightdale, just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And we had a big chicken swap there. In fact, it was nice. We advertised it on Craigslist, the Facebook page, and Twitter, and they did some posters there at the Tractor Supply. And we had a really good turnout, and we had quite a few chickens there, and a lot of people sold, a lot of people traded, and a lot of people bought, so it was good. It was from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. That was on Monday night there in Raleigh, North Carolina. Met some great, great people, as we always do when we take the show on the road. Then we woke up on, Tuesday morning, and we headed on over to Virginia Beach to meet Tracy. And she's a big fan, and trying to get the laws changed there in Virginia Beach. And so we got out that way, and then we headed on down to the city council meeting. And when we got there, and we kind of knew this going into it, that on the months of December and July, they actually have some extra meetings. And so they actually have a meeting on the first Tuesday of the month and the second Tuesday. Well, they don't allow public speaking forum at the second meeting. It's only the first meeting, and so that Tuesday happened to be the second meeting. So we still attended the meeting. We all showed up. We were all wearing yellow, which was great. We did some media interviews, which was also great, and that was there in the inside the city hall there at Virginia Beach. After that, of course, we had a meet and greet at a restaurant. Let's see, the restaurant in Columbia was called Lizard's Thicket. I had never heard of it. It was kind of a Southern Eats place. And we thought with a name like that, it would probably be just kind of a local mom and pop. But it's a chain. There's about 7 or 8 of them in Columbia alone. But it was Good Eats. And then, of course, when we were in Raleigh, we had to stop by. There was a place there after the Feed and Seed, after the Tractor Supply. We stopped and had some good Carolina barbecue at a place called The Pit. And it's been on the Food Network and things like that, and it was good. I wouldn't say I was outrageously impressed, but it was good barbecue. And but the guests there and the fans there and the meetup was really good. Good conversation and good food. And Critter Lover in the chat room says that yes, I'm talking about food, and she happens to be starving. We'll go open the ice box and see what's in there, and pull you out some lunch and have some lunch while you listen to the show. Appreciate you tuning in. And so, and then let's see, we Virginia Beach, after that, we ate at kind of a green restaurant, green and sustainable, and it was called Crocs. It was called Crocs. It was over near the beach there at Virginia Beach, kind of over towards the coast versus downtown. We were speaking at the city council. And And it was again pretty good food. They were packed, so it was quite the long wait. And then we finally got our food, and it was it was good food, but it wasn't anything to, you know, slap your mama about. So that was just my personal opinion. We thank them for having us, but got to give you the honest 411 and the honest info. And then let's see, we woke up, I guess it was Thursday morning, and we headed down to Florence just to break up the trip between Virginia Beach and Ormond Beach, heading down 95. Quite the drive. And actually, we woke up and we deviated from our route a little bit. We were going to come from, we went down to Florence and met some more great people there. We had a little meet and greet at a Cracker Barrel, can't go wrong there, and met some more great fans there. That ended up being a really good time. We talked a lot about poultry and chickens during breaking bread together there. And then I guess we woke up on, Thursday. Yesterday we woke up early in Florence, South Carolina, and Jen wanted to go and say hello to her dad, make sure she was doing okay. He had a TIA, a mini stroke, I think it was on Monday when we were in Raleigh. And so though it really was kind of out of the way and a roundabout way and an extra 600 miles and ended up being about 16 hours of driving instead of maybe 4.5 or 5, she wanted to be there. So we drove into Atlanta yesterday. She got to see her dad for a couple of hours. I had lunch with a good friend. And then we headed on down and got back down here into Ormond Beach around 10:30 last night. And it was a long drive. I was tired, but hey, we got a little bit of sleep, checked into our favorite little motel down here that we love to stay at. And then this morning woke up and we drove down to Titusville, Florida, home of Brincy Products, home of their famous incubators and candlers and the EcoGlow, the heat, not really a heat lamp, but heat source for your brooders. And so we are here broadcasting live on location at Brincy Products in Titusville, Florida. And we'll probably wrap the show up about 1 or 1:15 today, and then we're all heading over here to really a world-famous restaurant. I've been there a few times in the past. We were here back in April. We visited here at Brincy Products, and we went there. Dixie Crossroads, that's what it's called, and everybody knows about it, especially anybody around here. It's been there forever. Dixie Crossroads, and a great local seafood, famous for their rock shrimp, and also their fritters, their corn fritters, I believe they've got. So yum, yum, yum. So we'll be breaking it down and heading over there, and I've already heard from some great Facebook fans that are going to be meeting us there, who live in the area of Titusville and surrounding areas. And so hopefully we'll have a good long table full of chicken lovers, and we'll be able to talk chicken over shrimp or talk chicken over scallops or talk chicken over fish this time. So definitely going to be able to. Critter Lover says, okay, that does it. I got to go get a bite to eat. So she's heading over to the fridge. So they've got so we're looking forward to that, and just kind of chill out and talk. And let me go over here and see if the live video is working again. We had some problems with the Blog Talk Radio. Of course, the live video was working earlier. Everything's okay on my end. I even made a video using all the equipment and the HD camera, posted it on our Facebook page, and everything was fine. Get over here to the chat room, and of course, it just spins and spins and spins, and then gives me an error message. So I put in a repair ticket at Blog Talk Radio. And they said they're going to be working on it. They couldn't guarantee that it would be done before the end of the show. And, of course, whenever we're on the road and have a big show and, you know, on the book tour and here at a sponsor that, you know, video, and we say we're going to have video, it's not going to work. So, so maybe it's time to look around for a different host for the radio show. You hear that, Blog Talk Radio? Maybe it's time to find a new, and I know they're out there because I get emails from them all the time. Hey, better sound quality, better this, better that, better this, better that. Come and join us instead of them. So, hey, there's competition out there, and I keep having these issues about no sound and sound quality and now no video on a big show on my tour. And, hey, maybe BTR's days are limited here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We will see. They've been good to me for the last 4 years, fourth year of broadcasting, but we've got them a lot of publicity. We've got them a lot of publicity, and when they talk about the radio show and BTR and all kinds of newspapers, national news, and so hey, it works both ways. I need to have some good quality sound and some video when I need it, because it's there for me to use. So anyway, We got, yes, the moving threats are on the table, Picklefish, and you heard it here first on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Everybody's saying we're sounding pretty good today. I do have the soundboard out. I said, you know what, if we're going to set up on the road and have a good show, I'm going to set up the right way. So we got the soundboard, the HD video cam, and the official Chicken Whisperer microphone, the not high dollar noise canceling, so with the thick cover. Actually, it's pop cover. I call it the spit cover. So, but we're having a good time. So far, we've had a great tour. And the best part about it, when we go on the road, you know this, if you've ever, we love meeting you, our fans and friends on the road, whether we're breaking bread together, whether you come to the event, whether you come to a Tractor Supply and see us or wherever we're at, we love that. Also, one of the best things is I had a fan that contacted me. She said, we're so sorry. We're going to miss you. We have your book. We were going to get you to autograph it. And initially, way back when, we were planning on being in Raleigh on Tuesday, but we had to switch that around so we could be at the city council meeting on Tuesday in Virginia Beach, so we changed the schedule around. Well, I had got an email from her saying, oh, we're so sorry, we're so bummed that, you know, we changed our work schedule around so we could see you on Monday, and now you're going to be here on Tuesday, so sorry, we're going to miss you. And I really felt bad about that because, again, you know, we have to make changes sometimes. We're on the road, things like that happen, and changes will happen even when we're on the road and even though we've maybe scheduled something in stone. So I felt really bad about it, so we took time out of our day on Monday after we got checked into the hotel in Raleigh, and her husband had given me her work address. So we paid her a little surprise visit to her work, walked in and signed her book, autographed her book, and we talked a little bit of chickens and gave her a big hug and a big smile, did a photo op, got some photos on Facebook of the visit, and so it's the least I could do. You know, I felt bad that she changed her work schedule all around for our original schedule and to see us Monday, then she was bummed that she wasn't going to miss us, so I said, look, I've got some extra time, it's the right thing to do, I want to make this right. Surprise! Here we are. So that was real fun. Made me feel good, made her feel good, got a big smile on her face, and that was really, really fun. And now we've got a fan for life because of something like that that I thought was very important. Just wanted to make it right. Fair is fair. So got that going on. Let me get over here. I think Pat is actually in the pharmacy today. Yep. So I don't think she's going to be joining us. So no Pat today. She's in the pharmacy again. There will be no radio shows next week. Remember, since we're down here in Florida and the tour happened to stop in Florida, we're taking our annual late July Florida vacation. Every single year we've done this for over a decade, and it's normally the last full week or the Critter Lover in the chat room says, we heard about the Blog Talk Radio moving threat, CW. Don't blame you, but it may take a bit for me to memorize the new phone number to call in and listen. That's okay. It may be worth it if we have better sound quality or we get video running like we should every now and then. So let's see, where was I? Okay, so no radio shows next week. Look, we've tried this. We've been doing this radio show 4 years, and we've actually tried to do the radio show while we're on vacation. But between getting to the place where we want to do the radio show, setting up, breaking down, getting back to the norm, right in the center of the day, it doesn't seem like a vacation. It's not fair to my wife or now my son. So we said, no, when we go on vacation, we go on vacation, period. And so that's what it's all about, enjoying the family and relaxing. So we do this every year, this same week, and for the last probably decade. And so no radio shows. The preview video was stellar. Clear, crisp, great sound. And it was. Again, that's our HD video camera and the fancy mic and the soundboard and all that. You know, when we do this and we do it right, you know, we want it to work right. But the next thing, you know, BTR has a radio video issue. That's okay, though. No problem. They may get it working before we bring Brincy on. If not, then they'll just tell us about their products. And you can see all their products on their website. So that is not a big deal. It's not going to ruin the show one bit. Still have a smile on my face. But I'll have my finger ready to click delete with Blog Talk Radio, just in case. So, we're having we're going to have hopefully a great vacation. So that'll be next week, but we'll come back on Monday. Hopefully Monday the 24th. because I think what we're going to do is we're going to try to stop and maybe visit somebody else on the way home. So we'll see. But that next week we'll have some radio shows. But nonetheless, we've got a great show today. It is Fun Friday, and we are brought. If you're just tuning in, it's Fun Friday, and we are broadcasting live on location from Brency Products. They are located in Titusville, Florida. And we're going to have a good time here in just a few minutes. They're going to come in and talk about all their products. And, of course, we'll mention their website, Brency.com. You can go there and look at the products as we talk about them. They also have some new chicken coops that they have just released here probably about 3 or 4 months ago. They're going to be telling us about the new coops. And, there's a lot of new coops coming on the market. Some of them are a little bit smaller for the urban, small lot backyards. We're calling them micro coops. And they've got a couple, two different size runs, two different size coops. I've got one in my backyard, and it is absolutely fabulous. It is Chicken Whisperer approved and endorsed, and we're going to be talking about that as well here in a little bit. Let me go see if I've got any update on the repair ticket regarding the video. It says it may be fixed. Let's try it and see. Nope, not yet. So they said they were going to be working on it, but that's not, like I said, not the end of the world. As long as you can hear, this is a radio show program, not a TV program. But we're going to see how long we've got that to do. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to welcome Brency Products, Pascal here at Brency. And she's going to be telling us a little bit about the different products from the egg handlers and the incubators and the EcoGlow, all kinds of things like that. And, of course, don't forget the new coops that they've got. And while we're doing that, while we're taking this commercial break, go ahead and head over to their website so you can kind of see what we're talking about, look at the different products. If you have any questions about the products as we're talking about them, you can post that in the chat room. Then we can try to get those on the air. So it's www.brency.com, B-R-I-N-S-E-A, www.brency.com. Brency.com. Head over to the website and you can take a look at those products because we'll be welcoming them right after this short break. So stay with us, folks. You're listening live to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, broadcasting live from Brency Products in Titusville, Georgia. No. Titusville, Florida. Sorry. Man, I guess that's a kind of a on the road, on the job problem when you travel and you're in a different state every single day for the last 5 days. So anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Again, we are broadcasting live on location here in Titusville, Florida, here at Brincy Products. Very proud to have them as a longtime sponsor here. And every time we try to get down to this area, we try to stop by and say hello and see what's new and take a look at their products. And it's always a pleasure to be here. And Pascal is here with us. She's one of the owners here at Brincy Products. And always a pleasure to see you here. And why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of the history of the company? I know y'all do a lot of sales over in Europe, but this is kind of your U.S. headquarters. So if you'll tell us a little bit about the history of Brincy, and then we'll get on to actually the specific products. And while you're talking, I'll get a sound check here from the folks in the chat room.
Sure. Hi. Well, Brincy started in England only in the late 70s. Frank Pierce was the head behind the company. He was an engineer by trade and got into breeding some birds and decided he could improve on the incubators that were on the market. And the company grew from there, and now we export all over the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, obviously, and since 97 we are here in America.
So 97 here in America, and when did they start developing the incubators? What year did you say?
78.
1978. Okay, great. And then since 97 here in the United States, and just curious, someone's out there's going, how did they come up and pick Titusville? Is it the good? You obviously you're right here at the coast. You've got great cargo shipping here. That might have been a reason, or the wonderful weather, or maybe you have been here before on vacation. How was Titusville picked?
Well, a little bit by chance. I mean, obviously the East Coast and Orlando Airport offers a lot of flights direct to the UK. So ease of communication, also with the Cape, Cape Canaveral. There's a lot of labor. Qualified labor that's available. So yes, I mean East Coast for ease of importing and communication back with the West Coast of the States and also with Europe. So that was the key question.
Okay, perfect. I didn't know if you heard about Dixie Crossroads and said that's where we have to go.
Discovered it later on.
That is every time I say I'm going to Titusville, somebody's heard of the restaurant or had been there passing through or something. So, and that's where we'll be after the show. But let's kind of move on to the products. You said that over the years, the products obviously have improved and you see improvements and you're right on top of that. And let's start off by talking about some of the incubators, which of course you're famous for, and some maybe the most popular models that you have and that you carry that you ship again all over the world.
Well, we a few years ago introduced a mini range of incubators, and those have been very popular. The Mini Advanced, particularly, is very good value for money. It's all fully automatic, fully digital. It holds 7 chicken eggs or duck eggs. And 12 pheasant or quail eggs with a different egg disc. It's all fully automatic. You have digital humidity control and display of humidity. There's also a neat feature, which is a countdown to hatch date. So it will let you know when your eggs are due to hatch, and it also will turn the automatic turning off automatically. So there's no danger of little legs being trapped as the chicks hatch.
And that's kind of standard where the turning automatically stops day 18, like most folks, or is it so many hours until hatch once you start it?
It would be on day 19 for chicken eggs, yes. It is programmable, so if you're doing duck eggs with 28 days, it would stop the turning on day 26.
Okay. Very, very good. And then I also noticed out there on the sample table, you've got the humidity unit that you can hook into that. You can explain about kind of how that works.
Well, the in the mini range, the mini EX, the mini advanced EX, is a package that, that comes with a humidity pump. That's basically the there's no water. You wouldn't put water in the incubator as you would normally. You put it in a separate reservoir that the pump sits on top of, and basically pumps water to maintain the humidity level that you've programmed. So if you need to achieve, you know, 45% humidity, which would be, you know, pretty standard for chicken eggs, then it would, you know, control that automatically and pump the right amount of water inside the incubator to maintain that level.
And it's all built in, so there's no, like, egg turner to buy separately. I mean, you've got the egg turner built in. You've got, obviously, pretty much the whole top of the incubator is clear, so there's great visibility for that. And it really ends up not for, you know, for the home use, for the novice, for the hobbyist, and especially also for the classroom.
Absolutely, yes. It's been very, very popular with the classrooms. I mean, it's super clear, and you know, you've got a huge window view, really. You can look at the eggs hatching all around. And another neat feature for the classrooms is whenever the eggs are due to turn, it buzzes. So you have a scenario where the whole classroom sort of rushes to watch the eggs turn. And that, whether that's a desirable feature, but it's one that's commented on quite often.
That is hilarious. Yeah, it's like, oh, what's going on over there? And everybody wants to run over and see what's happening. That's perfect. And I remember y'all had a really, really neat contest, very clever, where you filled up the mini advanced. You put a number on each one of the eggs, and then you had kind of a contest to see, I think it was a dual contest, which egg would actually hatch out first, not necessarily the date or anything, because, you know, 21 days, but you had all the eggs numbered, and then people had to post down what number they think would hatch out first. Now, that's pretty neat thinking. I was like, man, I wish I'd have thought of that. That's pretty cool.
Yep. It was, yes. Which egg was going to hatch first, and also how many eggs would hatch in total? Yeah.
Which you know, just from seeing comments on Facebook, everybody's also always surprised of the awesome hatch percentage they have with the Brinsey products, something that obviously y'all are proud of, and the technology y'all have worked on with that for a long, long time. So with the kind of the tabletop mini, there's I guess from what you were saying, two or three different models of that based on features that you want?
Correct. There's the bottom of the range is the Mini Eco. It has a electronic temperature control, but it's not digital in the sense that you don't press buttons, you don't have a menu to adjust the temperature.
I guess it's kind of preset at a certain percent. You just plug it in, and it's automatically going to warm up and maintain that temperature. And it's also got the egg turner.
It does not have an egg turner, actually.
Oops, sorry about that.
Okay. No.
But this is the base model we're talking about, entry model. Okay.
Yes, that's the Mini Eco. Then the other two models in the range, the Mini Advance and the Mini Advance EX, which has the humidity, both have, you know, programmable turning.
Alrighty, so we've got that level for you, and the Mini Advance has got a couple of different options for you, again, based on budget, what you're looking for as far as features. And then, if you know, a lot of people will have that, and then they'll want to say, hey, this is awesome, I love this hobby. They get the bug, and then all of a sudden they're just, you know, the crazy chicken ladies out there that are like, oh my gosh, I have to hatch even more, and which is fabulous, because we all have a little bit of that crazy chickenness in us, and especially a lot of people will say, well, once you get an incubator, then you have definitely fallen over the waterfall at that point, because it's just going to get, it's going to be crazy from there, because you're going to enjoy it, you're going to love it, it's going to just, the education with the kids and even the adults is awesome. So a lot of people will buy, I know that model, and they'll say, hey, I'm ready to get really advanced, I want to hatch more, I want to kick it up a notch, and then you have another level as well.
That's right. You know, for those becoming hatchaholics, we have the Octagon 20, and then the Octagon 40, and then you get really into the big cabinet incubators. But one of the most popular models is the Octagon 20, and again, in that range, we have the three models, the Eco, the Advance, and the Advance EX with the humidity pump. The Eco has a turner. It has a. You can purchase it as an option, The turning is external, so basically the incubator sits on a cradle. It's all self-contained. It's pretty safe. The egg, you don't have to buy any additional parts if you're doing different size eggs. A lot of people have,
meaning like quail or...
Yeah, exactly. You could do from, quail to goose eggs in the same incubator at the same time. The tray has adjustable dividers, so you just adjust the spacing.
No changing out. Oh, now I have to get my quail egg turner. Oh, no, now my chicken. Oh, now I've got goose or duck. So it's just it's all right there. You can adjust the trays automatically without having to switch them out or buy separate units.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. And, of course, for the real hatchaholics that may say, this is so much fun. I'm doing great, and I'm selling a few chicks on the side. This is fabulous. I really need to bump it up a notch. I want to get the professional model. I've saved my pennies, and I'm ready to move up to a cabinet model. Then you also have those available that will hatch, well over 300-400 eggs, and maybe even more than that. If you talk about quail versus chicken, tell us about the cabinet models that y'all have available.
In the cabinet models, we have two sizes. We have the Overeasy 190, which, including the hatching tray at the bottom, will hold 192 chicken eggs. And then we have the larger model, which is twice the size, so it's the Overeasy 380. Those are all fully digital. They have, display of temperature and humidity. The turning is programmable as well. You can program how often you want the eggs to turn. They have all our incubators now have a cooling feature, which has been proven to be, very beneficial and improve hatch rates. So we're always trying to include new features that will, help breeders out there achieve better results. And obviously, you can purchase the pump again as an option if you want to have fully automatic humidity control.
Okay, now I have to ask this because it is quite famous, the Overeasy. Yeah. Who came up with that name, and how creative is that? What a catch!
Well, actually, Frank's daughter-in-law one of Frank's daughter-in-law is American, and she came up with with that sentence, and it stuck. We thought it was a good one.
I think it's great too, and everybody again, it's one of those kind of the catchphrase that when you hear that, you're like, oh, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. The Overeasy, and so folks, you can join us and see the products that we're talking about. I'm going to try the live video one more time. I know the Blog Talk is working on that, and see if there were no promises they gave me. But you can go to their website, www.brinsea.com. Brinsea.com. Take a look about all the products that we're actually that we're talking about, and you can make your order. And remember that if you use the coupon code WHISPER, that you'll get 10% off your entire order, and that's year round. So we've got the coupon code for 10% off here at Brinsea. Whether you call and place your order online, 10% off when you use the coupon code WHISPER. And another product we're going to talk about today is that, which is really great for, again, everybody, and it's a great tool to have, especially in the classroom, and that's a candler. And they've got, instead of having to go find that mag light or a flashlight or having to turn the lights off in the room and then get, your little pin light and putting it up to the egg and stuff, y'all really got some really neat designed egg candlers that have also become very famous because of their ease of use and their effectiveness. Tell us a little bit about those, because those are really awesome. There's nothing like it else on the market that I know of.
That's right. The Overscope is pretty unique in the sense that the egg is enclosed, so you don't have to darken the room, which is great for for schools. It's slightly, you can rotate the egg without opening the scope, so you can choose the better view, and it slightly magnifies the image, so you get a better view of it as well. And a great tool is that you can also hook it up to you can hook up a webcam to it and actually project to the whole classroom without having to have every child come and look through the view piece. So that's pretty neat tool for teachers or anybody wanting to
show a group of
Well, exactly. Any display, any presentation that you would want to do, you know, talking about candling, that's really quite useful.
I know Linda doesn't have sound. She's going to try to reboot. Everybody else has sound, so it's probably on your end, Linda. So just try to refresh, and I'm sure the sound will come back up. But everybody else, so we have it loud and clear. And just to let you know, where was it? Oh, Critter Lover in the chat room. She's a longtime listener. She says, I so very much need a good candler. She said she's been using the lights on her stove hood. Okay, I guess whatever works, but remember, just Brency.com. Now, another thing we're going to be talking about, and of course they're famous for their incubators and the egg candlers. Let's talk about the EcoGlow, because one thing that y'all know out there in listener land that I'm a stickler about, and sometimes I ruffle a lot of feathers, no pun intended, especially in the fall months when we talk about no heaters in coops because of the fire hazard. And as more people are keeping chickens now all across America in their backyard, urban chicken movement, as you know, is booming. We have seen over the last 4 years of broadcasting more and more stories that are talking about every year. They started in about late September and go all the way through March. About coop fires. So you know I'm a kind of a stickler about keeping the heat lamp in the coop. Just, you know, that it's very, very rare that any coop in the United States, the lower 48, is going to need heat, supplemental heat, in the wintertime. It's just not needed. And y'all know that. Your longtime listeners know I'm a stickler about that. You also know that once we're done reporting about all the unnecessary coop fires from late September all the way to March, then occasionally, not as much, thank goodness, then we'll actually report a little bit about brooder fires. And so, in fact, it was, I know last year for a fact that we had a report that we posted on our Facebook page, Chickens in the News, and reported about on the radio show about an entire family's home burnt to the ground because they had purchased some chicks and had them in the brooder, and of course they were using the dangerous heat lamp, and of course the shavings caught on fire, and then they weren't home and the whole house burns to the ground because they wanted to be a little bit more sustainable and have some pet chickens in the backyard. So you know I'm a stickler about that as well. It's just kind of been over the years that that's what people used, were those heat lamps that you get, the brooder lamps, and they just are so dangerous. When we do talking about using those, we say, hey, clamp them on what you're clamping on. Then get your duct tape it on to whatever you're, and then actually if you have it, chain it. So if the duct tape fails and the clamp fails, then you still have a chain that's hanging from a rafter in your coop or somewhere with the brooder, because it's such a fire hazard. Any heat source can be a fire hazard. But y'all have something that's become very, very popular. I've seen it especially during in the spring. So many great compliments about it, and y'all have two different models based on size, and that is the EcoGlow, which is a heat source for your brooders, a safer heat source for the brooders. Tell us a little bit about that, and now y'all were kind of, hey, this thing has become very, very popular.
Yes, the EcoGlow is basically very low powered. It's only for the small one, 20 watts, and for the larger one, 50 watts. So not only do they use very little power, so you know, electricity bill is going to come down considerably, but also it's safe to use. There's no risk of fire. There's no risk of the chicks burning themselves. It's designed so that it has adjustable levels, so it can grow as the chicks grow. You can increase the height.
But is that also adjusting the height from lower to higher, again, based on the size of the chicks as they get, but is that also adjustable? Because, you know, we talk about there's that theory that's out there, and people know out there who listen, I've never had a thermometer in any of my brooders. You know, watch your chicks. They will tell you what's going on. Don't rely on this, 95 the first week. And you and I both know, because y'all are in the industry, that, you know, I kind of cringe when I hear people say or recommend on a forum that, the brooder needs to be 95 the first week, and they think the entire brooder area needs to be 95. And then there's no, you know, we know there's no place for the chicks to retreat, to get that comfort level, to have that, you know, movement to where they find their comfort level. And so maybe a slight small area needs to be that temp, but it's just a guideline. I don't go by it. If you know, obviously if your chicks are all huddled under the heat, you know, they're too cold. If they're way far from the heat, they're too hot. And then if they're, you know, they're loud, there's an issue. So I just kind of like to watch my chicks and let them tell me kind of their comfort level. Just like when I was a paramedic, people always would, you know, get involved in kind of the same thing. they look at the cardiac monitor and they say, okay, that rhythm is this. I need to treat that. No, you treat your patient and use the tool. So kind of the same thing. I've carried that over to raising the chicks is that, I'm watching the chicks that are so important. But as far as that, the EcoGlow being able to be raised higher and lower with the size of the chick, does that also kind of will also adjust the amount of heat that they're feeling as you adjust it higher? So that works as well?
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly the notion that, obviously different breeds are, of different sizes, need, different heat. So if you've got tiny little bantams and, obviously you can set it at a different height than if you have, the regular size chickens, and as they grow, you can adjust. I mean, the idea is that they will go and huddle under the brooder the same way that they would do under the mother hen. And then they can move away from it to forage, play, eat, drink, and then come back and find their comfort zone and quiet zone as well, because it offers them that protection from, perceived predators.
Yep, they're up under the EcoGlow instead of up under the mama hen. And you're right, they can get out and forage a little bit, go get their water and scratch around. They start getting a little chilled. Oh, let me run back over here underneath the heat source and get warm again and maybe take a little nap like we love to see them do all the time.
That's right. Another great advantage, is that the EcoGlow doesn't emit any light. So they get used to a more natural cycle of daylight and nighttime as they would, normally in nature.
And there's no decision. Well, should I get the clear bulb in my, or should I get the red one? Or, and then that mass production rumor of, well, the red heat lamp will reduce picking and pecking with your chickens, where we know that, yeah, if you have 100 chicks in a shoebox, you might want the red lamp. But if you give them, ample space, then that's probably not needed. So, and you've got two different types, EcoGlow, the 20, and then I think you've got one bigger.
That's right, yes. The EcoGlow 50 is about twice as big, a little bigger than that. I mean, nominally, the 20 will, be good for 20 chicks, and the 50 will be good for 50. But, if they're particularly small, you can, fit more under. If they're particularly large, then, they won't. There'll be a little cramp, possibly, at that number.
Perfect. All right. So definitely take a look at their website, folks, Brency.com. You can take a look at all of these products. You can see which ones you might need or want to upgrade to as well. And many of you are already familiar with the great products and your great success with your hatch rates that you have with their incubators. And, of course, if you really want to drool a lot, then they've got the cabinet incubators too, which you just sit there and think, wow, I could really get in trouble if I had one of those. My wife would probably really just really leave at that point when she sees that thing delivered. She'd be like, okay, it's either the chickens or me. And obviously, I see you made your decision because you've got that Brency Ova Easy cabinet incubator being shipped here. So definitely check out their website. Now, a brand new product we're really excited to talk about today as well. As they kind of full circle. You've got the incubator, and then you've got the EcoGlow, the 20 for the brooder. And then, hey, you know what? You once you get your baby chicks, once you hatch them out, you've got, about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on where you're at, to figure out where you're going to put them outside, what kind of coop you're going to build, what kind of coop you're going to actually purchase, and, what size you're looking for based on your lot and how many chicks you're going to have. And I guess it was about 4 months ago or so. I think the last time we were here, y'all are getting a big shipment in of the coop. So I can pronounce the Churchill, but I'll let you pronounce the name of the other one. So my southern accent doesn't actually destroy it, but they're basically – and I've got one in my backyard, and again, very, very easy to put together, and almost no tools needed actually to put the thing together, which is fabulous. So, and you think that might not be a big deal, folks, but I have heard time and time again, and I've had it posted on my Facebook page, Twitter, and I've received some emails from either, they don't have to be the single young ladies out there that want to do backyard poultry. They don't want to get involved in tools. They may not have the tools, the know-how to build their own, or even want to hire a handyman to build their own. They want to have something that they can do themselves. Also, I've heard from many, many married women that say, my husband has no interest He says he wants nothing to do with this, and he's not going to build me a coop. And if I want something, then I've got to do it myself. And so, voila, I can get this coop. I can put it together myself using no tools, and then I can have my coop, and it's something that I can do because he sure is not going to help me. So that's cool. You get two different sizes, and I'll let you explain those. They've been on the market for about 4 months. You can also see those at Brincy.com. I've had one for a few months. Walked outside one evening after supper, put it together in no time. Got actually some pictures of that on our Facebook page that you can go take a look at each little step as we went along. And we've got that built back there. And we're calling them basically, and if you listen to the show a lot, you'll know, kind of micro coops. And so, you know, I say, as after doing this for a long time, you know, you have the couple that has a smaller lot. They love chickens. They want to be sustainable. They want the coop. They can't have a huge mammoth coop, but they have no intentions of getting 400 chickens or 200 chickens. They're like, you know what? It's just me and my husband. We're retired. We garden. We compost. We want, you know, three or four chickens. We don't envision getting 40 or 50. And so we want something that's going to look nice. It's going to please us, please the neighbors, please our chickens. We know what we want, and we know we're not going to go chicken crazy. And so we've got, you know, again, the micro coops that we're calling them. And but they're really value priced compared to some of the others on the market. And so tell us a little bit about those, kind of how that started to think about, hey, maybe we need to get some design some coops, and how long they've been on the market, and what are some of the great attributes for them.
Well, it was a natural progression for us. You know, once you've got all the equipment to incubate and hatch and brood the chickens, it sort of followed that we should develop a coop which would be aesthetically pleasing. You know, it's all, you know, a matter of taste, of course, but and also, you know, following on our philosophy of making the products that are user-friendly and particularly hygienic. I mean, hygiene is a big point. You know, I mean, incubators are big, you know, bacteria breeding grounds, and certainly, you know, we wanted to make our coops very easy to clean. So they're made of 100% recyclable plastics, and they're super easy to clean. You can just take a few hooks off, take the you know, open one side of the coop, and hose it down, pressure wash it if you need to. It's just, and put it back together. It only takes a few minutes. There's a poop tray also that pulls out, so you can, you know, pull that out and dispose of the litter and, you know, hose it down. And, you know, there's also a door that's accessible from the back, so you can, once your chickens start laying, you can have access to the nest boxes and the fresh eggs that they're going to lay for.
And you've got two different sizes based on how many chickens somebody, you know, might want or might be interested in. And then, of course, each coop comes with a run that that attaches right to the front. And, of course, depending on which size coop you get, is the size of the run is equal. And tell us about the run, kind of what it's made of, and regarding being predator-proof regarding the run as well.
Yes, I mean, we have two models of coops. There's a windscomb, and that's for three to six, you know, three regular size hens, six bantams, and then the Churchill, which is six regular size eggs, hens and 10, you know, bantams. And the run is made of wire mesh. I mean, it's coated, it's plastic coated, so it will not rust, and it is pretty sturdy. I mean, both the coop and the runs are very sturdy, so they are predator proof. I mean, probably.
Does the run is also kind of the shape just like the coop? And I'll be honest, I haven't set my run up to my coop yet. I've got the coop, and it's completely functional. And so I'm leading into this question we were just asked. So the run is all three sides? Does it have on the bottom wire? Okay. Okay. Great.
It only has, you know, the two sides. But if you want, you can easily put some, you know, some wire mesh underneath to prevent, you know, animals, predators digging underneath.
Yep, that was the next question. So you can get some hardware cloth, and the way that's designed, and the way, because they have one set out right outside here. In fact, I saw some of their chickens scratching around in their yard when we got here.
And so, yeah, you can get that hardware cloth 4 feet wide. Just roll it out, and then there's based on the way the hardware cloth is in the run. Just either you can do the zip ties, or you can do the wire clamp, and just twist it together, and then you're set. Pegs, yep, absolutely, and then you're set regarding that. So that's a very very easy fix as well for the run. But again, they look really cool, and they definitely serve a purpose for those. Hey, I want 3 to 6 chickens. Especially think about this, folks. If you've got your large file and you want to kind of get into bantams, and you're like, I really need another coop specifically for the bantams that I want. Maybe I want some ceramas. Maybe I want some silkies. Maybe I want to, a couple of Polish, but I don't want to have them with my, my Rhode Island Reds and my Barred Rock and my Jersey Giants and things like that. Then this also is a great option for those of you who say, oh, well, the coop's just, I've got 40 chickens. Well, then obviously this coop's not right for you. However, think about this as that when you want to actually need a starter coop, say once they come out of the brooder and you need a coop to get them started before you start incorporating them with your other flock. Again, maybe you want to start with the bantams or the smaller breeds and keep them separate. Maybe you show a lot and you only have 3 or 4 chickens that you show. When you come back to town with those three or four chickens, coming from me, the spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, you want to keep those chickens you just returned from the show, the 3 or 4, isolated, quarantined for about 30 days. What are you going to do? Well, here's a perfect situation for you as well. If you're the one that, I got 40 chickens, but I still show 3 or 4 each time we leave, then this is a good opportunity for you for that option. Maybe you need to set up an ICU. Maybe you set up, you have an injured bird. Then this also is perfect. Maybe you have every couple of years, you have the broody hen. And you want to separate them. Once they start going broody, here's the perfect opportunity. You have the coop for your broody mama. She can hatch out there. She can sit on the egg. She has her own spot. She doesn't have to be bothered. She doesn't have to bother the other. So there's many, many, many purposes. So for those of you who are sitting out there going, well, my coop's 20 by 20 and I've got 60 chickens, and that's just not – it can meet a lot of needs for a lot of different reasons, even if you have a lot of chickens. But, again, we're kind of call them the micro coops. For maybe the retired couple, maybe someone who's just starting out. They don't have the crazy chicken lady syndrome yet. They want 3 or 4 chickens, maybe 4 to 6 of the bantams, and they're content with that. They want to get into, the homesteading, the backyard, the urban backyard, and this is a great opportunity. And actually, it's about half the price of some of the there's a famous long-time model coop out there that's plastic that runs, well over $1,000, $1,500. It's absolutely really high priced, and yours are very competitively priced. In fact, maybe even half of the price of that other coop that people think about.
Yes, the Winscoom starts at $429. If you want the run, it's $588. And then the Churchill, the larger model, starts at $599. And again, with the coupe, it's $798. So
which is fabulous, because you're actually, if my having the coupe in my backyard and seeing the Churchill, which is really about twice the size. And so really, if you're looking at this, you can say, okay, I can get the Winscoom for $429, but for another $180, I guess it is. Yeah, $180 or let's see, $429, $529. Yeah, $170. You can actually double the size there. So it's something to think about if your lot will accommodate the bigger coop, or maybe you're like, well, I still only want 3 or 2 or 3 or 4, but I might just want a few more one day. Then hey, you getting that security, you're getting that extra for $175, $180, doubling the size. So that might be an option for you when you go to look at the coops, and you can take a look at them. Obviously, you can look at them, scroll down, read all about them, see what they're all about at www.barency.com. So is there anything, these are all fabulous products that we've talked about today, is there anything that maybe your coops were the latest thing that was kind of on the market release just this year, actually when we were here back in April, but anything kind of on the horizon that y'all are looking at that's not top secret? Yeah. Everything's top secret. But, yeah, always trying to, as you know, if you've had a Brinsey in the past you see the new ones, or you have a new one, you've had one in the past, you see all, and with every company, trying to make these awesome upgrades to make it a better product throughout the years. And those of you who have the product know, because I see you post and I hear you. And let's see. Okay, so how much of a discount on the Churchill do we get? And then, so it'd be basically 10% off. So the Churchill would be $5.99. So it'd be $59.99. So that would bring the Churchill down to, let's see, about $139, something like that, for the Churchill. Now, you remember, you have to use the 10% off. So that's a pretty steep discount there, the $59.99 that you would get off of the, and of course the Winscom, you would see 10% off, get $42. But that would bring it down to $380 something there, I think, for the Winscom at 10% off. So yeah, and remember, you have to use the coupon code Whisper. You can do that when you call in, or you can do that when if you order offline. And so we want to take, funny, Walter saying, wow, well, the coupes, it must be at least 25% off for the coupes. No, that doesn't work that way. Walter's a great guy. He's a longtime listener and always gives us a hard time. So maybe, Walter, maybe, I tell you what, Walter, I'll make you a deal. I will go ahead and trade you two of the Churchills for your Blazer. How about that? He's got a Blazer with a big front snowplow on it. He's up in Connecticut. He's been a long time listener, and I always give him a hard time about that Blazer because I want it, and so I give him a hard time about it. And then one of these days I'll get up there, and I'm just gonna. In fact, one day he told me where the keys were. It's gonna be missing one of these days. So, and he says deal. Okay, now if you're gonna hold, I'm gonna hold you to it, and I'm just gonna get a couple of the Churchills today. I'm gonna put them in the back of the truck, and I'm gonna head up to Connecticut, and I'll trade you two of the Churchills for that awesome Blazer. And the snowplow has to come in. We get a lot of snow in South Georgia, so the snowplow has to come with it. I'm gonna hold you to that as well. So very, very good. Let's see. I'm not sure. Okay, Picklefish has. Will she cover the Octagon 20? I'm not sure what that means. 10% off of that as well. So yes, and I have lots of witnesses based on that trade. Two of the Churchill coupes for the Blazer. Lots of witnesses here, and everybody who listens to the archive as well. You saw it here and heard it here first on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So yep, we've got lots of witnesses, and I think at least we're broadcasting in Florida. So I'm telling you, I think a gentleman's agreement is as good as a contract, good as a contract on paper. He's asking, when you coming next week? I'm not sure. It may be snowing up there next week, Walter. You know how Connecticut is. It's just all that snow up there. We'll just have to see when I can get up there with your coops. We'll make the trade, I guarantee you. So very, very good. Alrighty, folks. So if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with the owners of Brinsey Products. We are broadcasting live here from Titusville, Florida, and it's been a great show. We've learned about all, you know, most of their popular units, the incubators and the brooder warmer, and of course the cabinet incubators that they have, and brand new Chicken Whisperer approved and endorsed the awesome new chicken coops that they've got. Two different models. You can see them and order them online. You can also call and order. Call if you have questions too. They would love to hear from you. Give them a call if you have a question about any of their products. They'd be more than happy to explain them all about you. And then once you get it, I know you'll be ordering more. Ask your friends. There are a lot of these products out there all across the world. So ask your friends, what kind of incubator do you have? What kind do you use? Are you happy with it? And get that word of mouth, because I guarantee you, you'll see a lot of great positive things out there about the Brinsey products. So thank you very, very much for allowing us to broadcast the radio show live here today, for being a longtime sponsor. And great products, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you and having you broadcast from our location.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, yep, so like you said, folks, we are again broadcasting live here in Titusville, Florida. And we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and then when we return, we'll kind of wrap it up a little bit. And if you're fortunate enough, I know a few people actually are planning on coming down and meeting us at Dixie Crossroads. So if you're still kind of local and listen to the show, there's still time to come on out. We'll be meeting about 1:30 at the Dixie Crossroads restaurant, break bread together and talk chicken over. Normally I say talk chicken over chicken, but this is a seafood place, and so I'm sure they probably got some chicken, but we'll talk chicken over shrimp. How about that? Stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break from our sponsors.
When you need an incubator, think Brinsey, the incubation specialist. Brinsey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brinsey.com. Brinsey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsey. Technology you can trust.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. The chat room's getting a little risque, if you will, but it sometimes does on Friday. Rated R for rooster, as Pat Foreman always says on Friday. Yes, I'm not responsible for the chat room because, hey, but we love our homeschoolers, by the way, listen to the show on a regular basis. My little family just walked in, little Caleb. He's been probably out doing a little walking. He can walk by holding your hand. He can definitely furniture walk. And he can take maybe about 6 or 7 steps by himself before he does a little jiggle-liggle-liggle-liggle-liggle and then falls on his little fanny. But we're going to have some fun at the beach this week because, hey, we'll have wide open spaces and we're going to basically, before we get home, get you walking. Yeah, he's waving at everybody. Everybody. Hey, too bad video's not up. Blog Talk Radio. Hey, okay, here we go, everybody. On the count of three, we're going to give Blog Talk Radio a big, big boo for not having the video up like they should have. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Everybody boo.
Gotta love it. Got to love it. So yeah, having lots of fun. He's waving at everybody, and we are getting, thank you very much in the chat room for participating, Sweet Potato. Hey, let me just say hello to everybody in the chat room. Bard Rock and BYP3D6. I know you can't join us today, Tom. I know that you were going to try to, but you know what, Tom? There's no fret, because I think, okay, because we got to eat. I really think I'm going to try to schedule a dinner. Dinner with the Chicken Whisperer sometime next week. It's probably somewhere in the Ormond, Daytona area. I'll be posting that on Facebook. Maybe you can make it. So if you can't make it today, I was planning on doing that anyway, man, because we just love to meet the chicken folks. We love to meet the fans. They're awesome. We always have a great time meeting them when we're on the road. And I've signed a lot of books. We've got a lot of great pictures. And you can, again, see all those at our Facebook page. So very, very, very cool. So maybe I will actually, yeah, Walter says, up in Connecticut. So, yeah, I'm thinking that we may get a kind of like a, yeah, that's a heck of a drive, Jen says, especially from Florida. But, hey, we'll just hit 95 and come right on up. Yeah, BYP sounds great. And so I'll probably sometime next week, I'm trying to figure out if maybe like next Saturday, you know, Saturday night, more people are available. We can get together a weeknight. We'll see. Depending on, we'll just have to see what happens. So, yeah, Bard Rock says he's not going to visit us darn Yankees up here. Well, now I have to bring some coops up and exchange them for a Walter's Bronco. No, not Bronco. No, not it's not a Bronco. A Blazer. There we go. That's better. I'll take a Bronco, though. So, but we've had fun today, and let's see. So, yeah, vacation starts in 3, 2, 1. Not quite. Jen's like, yay! So, yep, I got to break down real quick. We got to head over to Dixie Crossroads. Hopefully, we'll get lots of people there. And we thank you very much for tuning in today. Again, broadcasting live on the road from Titusville, Florida, Brincy Products. Visit them online, www.brincy.com. And, again, no radio shows next week. We'll be posting some on Facebook. We'll have some Facebook fan contest a couple of times, three times a day, having fun there. And don't forget that I've been posting the daily secret password on our Facebook and Twitter page every single day. We are giving away an awesome chicken coop for the month of July. And so don't forget to be collecting those awesome, awesome passwords. We're giving away a snap lock chicken coop and for the month of July. This is our second chicken coop. Last month we gave away a chicken coop, and which was absolutely fabulous. And we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. Very proud of that. Thanks to our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. So we thank you very much. So, yep. Can we get the passwords that we missed? Yes, just go to our Facebook page. You can scroll down for like years, I think. You can probably see something I posted back 4 years ago. But, yep, all you got to do is head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. And scroll down every single day, weekday, not weekends. There are no passwords issued on the weekend. Passwords are just issued Monday through Friday. Been posting those on Facebook. Collect those passwords for your chance to win. So thank you very much for staying tuned today. And again, no shows next week because the vacation will start here very soon. And we'll see you. But keep posted on Facebook and Twitter, and we will see you then. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Oh, let me just do this really quick for all of you out there that love it. There's only what? How many more days till Christmas?